really good returners coming in here this week. You don't just don't have saw that or seen that or. Well, yeah, every week in the National Football League, but these two guys are special. Oof. You know, I mean, I don't think there's any question that, you know, they're the guys that can change a game, and, you know, it's going to be, like I told our guys, a great challenge, great opportunity for us. And we got to go down and cover.
Is this what the best tandem that there is in the league?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, they got to be up there if they're not. I mean, they're awfully good. And obviously, we've had a lot of practice the last few weeks in Philadelphia and Seattle. I mean, yeah, but I think when you look at the two guys, what they're capable of doing, what they've done, I mean, it's going to be a definite challenge. You know, and I think when you get into the conditions like this, when it's a little bit cooler and so forth, the ball doesn't travel as far. And so, you know, you got to deal with that. So placement of the ball and obviously our coverage lanes and so forth is at a premium.
Pretty much, I assume you're not going to be able to kick it out of the end zone, and that there's going to be a return on kickoff.
Well, you know, I don't know that. It depends on the conditions. You know, it's not supposed to be real windy, so and not supposed to be real cold. So I can't answer that until we get to the game. But there's, you know, they do a good job. They're prepared for, you know, if you're trying to do different kind of kicks and stuff like that, they do a good job with that.
Mike talked earlier about a stat where they're third in field position away, but 23rd at home. From a special teams perspective, do you know why that might be?
Well, no, I don't. You know, I haven't looked at it. I mean, obviously, field position is something that's our. I mean, that's really all we're concerned about is field position. You know, and I haven't studied why that is for them. And once again, this is early in the week. Even though it's Thursday, it's early in the week. I mean, there's a lot of things to cover. But I think the one thing we have to do, we have to do our job. I mean, we have to cover the kicks, and we got to protect. Whether it be punt returns or kickoff returns, you know, both of them are the things that we've, you know, that's going to be great. It's going to be a great challenge for us.
I'm not, maybe the field will be perfect. I have no idea. But if the field's not quite great, does that make it more difficult to cover kicks?
You
slip or something or something like that? Well,
I mean, obviously you don't want to slip and do all that kind of stuff. But, there's things that you can't control. You can't control, and you just got to kind of go down there and do it. So I don't even put a lot of thought in that. I only worry about what I can control, and in particular special teams. Now, sometimes there's a lot you can control.
How did you think Jake handled the conditions Sunday in Chicago?
Well, I thought he handled well. Once again, when you get cold weather like that, the balls don't go, you saw Mason's first extra point there. I mean, it was like, but that happens, and I think it's, part of it's the rub of the green and the way it is. But, Jake is grew up in Buffalo and he kicked in Buffalo, so weather's not a big deal to him either. And that's one of the things that's really, Brett and Mason and Jake, none of them, they don't even talk about the weather or the wind or the rain or, which is, that's something that doesn't get in their heads, and it's good.
Did you use Micah on punt returns because Scott's ankle was a little...
Well, and knowing that because he was going to be, on offense, and, we didn't want to, he was important on offense. And, Micah's a pretty good returner also. So, he's got three touchdowns to his career, I thought it was just, what we kind of talked about before the game, and obviously, coach makes those decisions. I just kind of put back there who he wants back there.